The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Not trying to turn imperfection into something else, but what can be soothed? Hyper arousal complicates everything. Just relaxing whatever can be relaxed. If your breathing is soothing, use your breath to smooth out, unify the field of body sensations. We're not discounting all our wanting. We're just remembering that we're often chasing the mirage at the end of a brightly lit highway. At some point, we have to stop. The Buddha invited us to stop. Please don't try to stop that which you cannot stop. But anything that you can put it down now. And put down the fantasy of stopping what you cannot stop, too. it feels skillful. Just begin to open to the soundscape. The rhythms of sound, silence, and quiet. Attending to sound opens us to some sense of receptivity. We might pay special attention to distant sounds, to the fading away of sound rather than its arising, kind of safety behavior to attend to the arising sound, part of staying oriented. Maybe there's a sense of emphasizing the fading of sound into silence. It's almost like you're listening to that place in the universe which had been occupied by sound, now is occupied by silence. It don't merely hear the absence of infer silence from the absence of sound as a kind of cognitive conclusion. We listen to silence. Listen to the hummingbird whose wings you cannot see. Listen to the hummingbird. Don't listen to me. Leonard Cohen. And of course, there's the inner sound that we often just call thinking, auditory, verbal, discursive thinking. Can we listen to and for that? Attuning to a kind of sense of spatial location, sometimes between one's ears, back of the head, or in the head region, a kind of spatial location where verbal thinking can be heard. Might think in pictures too, but right now we're just attuning to auditory thinking. Mindfulness will tend to fundamentally disrupt auditory thinking. So this sentence comes to an end. when mindfulness arises. That the mechanisms of thinking depend in some way on identification, on listening to the voice in our head as if we're the voice of God. Now we just listen to the internal sound. How quickly we incarnate as the thinker of the thoughts. Take birth in a world made by thinking. And then we take birth as the good yogi chastising themselves for thinking. Just listen. Almost like you have to listen simultaneously in all directions, as if thought might arise from anywhere. We stay poised in the listening. Entirely unembarrassed by the compulsivity of thought. Then maybe in these last couple minutes, just opening to the totality of the soundscape, sounds, silence, thoughts, quiet. And just let the soundscape run right through your own head. Thank you.